This is VOA News. We are remote. Marissa Melton. Myanmar's security forces killed 14 people Monday during demonstrations in towns across the country following the deadliest weekend since the February 1st military coup. This according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. The group, which has been monitoring the violence, said Monday's toll brings the total number of deaths since the 1st of February to at least 510. Also Monday, protests took place throughout the country. In Sagang region, hundreds of mourners lined the street to pay tribute to a 20-year-old nursing student who was shot and killed Sunday while helping provide aid to injured protesters. The United Nations says Myanmar's security forces killed at least 107 people Saturday as the regime staged a major show of might for Armed Forces Day that commemorates the start of local resistance to the Japanese occupation during World War II. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called the weekend's violence unacceptable. Also Monday, the United States suspended a trade agreement with Myanmar until democracy is restored in the country. The announcement does not stop trade between the United States and Myanmar, but it suspends a 2013 trade and investment framework agreement that laid out ways to boost business between the two countries. A New York judge has ruled that the state must immediately begin to offer COVID vaccines to all incarcerated people in the state's prisons and jails. This makes New York one of the few states in the United States to provide doses to such a broad population behind bars. Monday's order is the first involving any of the country's largest correctional systems. It comes as the coronavirus continues to spread through facilities in New York. At least 1,100 people behind prison walls have tested positive. VOA News.